Belinda Audio and Canongate Books present this unabridged recording of
The 101 Dalmatians by Dodie Smith, read for you by Martin Jarvis.
Not long ago, there lived in London a young married couple of Dalmatian dogs named Pongo and Mrs. Pongo. Mrs. had added Pongo's name to her own on their marriage, but was still called Mrs. by most people. They were lucky enough to own a young married couple of humans named Mr. and Mrs. Dearly, who were gentle, obedient, and unusually intelligent, almost canine at times. They understood quite a number of barks. The barks for out, please, in, please, hurry up with my dinner, and what about a walk? And even when they could not understand, they could often guess, if looked at soulfully or scratched by an eager paw. Like many other much-loved humans, they believed that they owned their dogs, instead of realizing that their dogs owned them. Pongo and Mrs. found this touching and amusing, and let their pets think it was true. Mr. Dearly, who had an office in the city, was particularly good at arithmetic. Many people called him a wizard of finance, which is not the same thing as a wizard of magic, though sometimes fairly similar. At the time when this story starts, he was rather unusually rich for a rather unusual reason. He had done the government a great service, with something to do with getting rid of the national debt, and as a reward, had been let off his income tax for life. Also, the government had lent him a small house on the outer circle of Regent's Park, just the right house for a man with a wife and dogs. Before their marriages, Mr. Dearly and Pongo had lived in a bachelor flat, where they were looked after by Mr. Dearly's old nurse, Nanny Butler. Mrs. Dearly and Mrs. had also lived in a bachelor flat, there are no such things as spinster flats, where they were looked after by Mrs. Dearly's old nurse, Nanny Cook. The dogs and their pets met at the same time and shared a wonderfully happy double engagement, but they were all a little worried about what was to happen to Nanny Cook and Nanny Butler. It would be all right when the Dearlys started a family, particularly if it could be twins with one twin for each nanny. But until then, what were the nannies going to do? For though they could cook breakfast and provide meals on trays, meals called a nice egg by the fire, neither of them was capable of running a smart little house in Regent's Park, where the Dearlys hoped to invite their friends to dinner. And then something happened. Nanny Cook and Nanny Butler met, and after a few minutes of deep suspicion, took a great liking to each other. And they had a good laugh about their names. "What a pity we're not a real cook and butler," said Nanny Cook. "Yes, that's what's needed now," said Nanny Butler. And then they both together had the great idea. Nanny Cook would train to be a real cook, and Nanny Butler would train to be a real butler. They would start the very next day and be fully trained by the wedding. "But you'll have to be a parlour maid, really," said Nanny Cook.
"Certainly not," said Nanny Butler. "I haven't the figure for it. I shall be a real butler, and I shall valet Mr. Dearly, which will need no training, as I've done it since the day he was born."